Okay, with a slightly noisy background, it says the Grouchy Club podcast is 25th of something or other. June, still June. 2016.
God.
Me, John Fleming, her, Kate Copstick.
What's left of her?
She's just come back from Kenya, where she's been working for a Mama Bia Shara charity. We're in the Mama Bia Shara Emporium in Shepherd's Bush. What was it like in Kenya?
Oh, it was absolutely fucking diabolical. It was dreadful. I mean, almost nothing good happened. I like to try and make my diaries, as you know, a little bit chirpy, a little bit chatty, a little bit, ooh, I wish I was there.
Don't mention words.
So this time, the three main bits of news. One, some dickhead Kenyan High Court judge has made it the law in Kenya that if you are, and this is just in case anyone's thinking of taking a fun holiday there, don't. He's made it law in Kenya now that if you are suspected, of engaging in homosexual activity, the police are entirely within their rights to arrest you, subject you against your will to anal probing for the purposes of evidence gathering, subject you to an HIV test and hepatitis tests. In order to prove whether or not you actually are gay and might have been doing the dirty as alleged.
Sounds like even if you weren't thinking about it, it's going to happen anyway.
Oh, well, exactly.
Yes. But how are you and yourself?
Well, I was worrying about the fact that we now have a collection of about 15 letters from schools saying that teenage girls, were being expelled for devil worship. Uh-huh. And these girls basically had all said they didn't like boys and they would rather be hanging out with girls. And so they're... I'm just going to break off here slightly to say if we can help you in any way. We're just recording an hilarious podcast here for the worldwide interweb. But Letitia and Suad are up at the back.
Oh, it's fine.
And they'll come and help you if you like. So, there we go. Where was I?
Real life. Worshipping...
So, yes, if girls say they don't like boys, that quickly translates to devil worship and they are dismissed from school.
I'm okay with that.
Yes. These are, government schools.
Yeah. So what do they do? They just don't get educated.
Yeah, exactly, because no other school will touch them if they're worshipping the devil.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing? There's some other ghastly piece of crap that's happening there. Oh, yes. I met with a friend of mine who's positive, who had just come back from a big meeting.
HIV positive.
Not positive as in, wow, everything's wonderful. Pollyanna positive, no. Positive in a bad way, not positive in a positive way. Yes, it sounds like PEPFAR, which is the President's Emergency Fund, which has been paying for huge amounts of HIV treatment and medicine and everything. And Médecins Sans Frontières, which I'm going to say again because it's such fun to say, Médecins Sans Frontières.
I love it when you speak French.
Well, maybe I shouldn't bother anymore now that we've left.
Was the Brexit vote?
Yes.
But didn't you say you'd seen Fox News and they said we hadn't really left the
UN? No, we left the UN, according to Fox News.
Possibly a misprint.
Anyway, yes, back to PEPFAR. So they've, Médecins Sans Frontières and
who?
PEPFAR, Médecins Sans Frontières, are sort of pulling out of Kenya, and the HIV AIDS treatment and medicines and everything will be handed over to the government health services, which means that there will be no free ARVs.
What's an ARV?
An antiretroviral drug. There will be no free AIDS treatment in Kenya. Not only that, there are, at the moment, no free testing kits. So if you think you might be positive, you've got to fork out, I don't know how much it is, but it's like 50 quid for a testing kit. And if you do turn out to be positive, then it's going to be about 40 quid a month to get your medicines. And that's just the main ones, the ARVs, not any of the other bits and bobs on the side.
This is a lot of money in Kenya. And why is the aforementioned French organisation pulling out of Kenya?
Well, we don't know. Ooh. But, you know, I think like the...
Médecins Sans Explanation.
They've been there an awful long time, and they are an emergency organisation.
Ah.
And the same with PEPFAR, it's an emergency fund. And I think maybe they just thought, fuck you, Kenya. Your fat criminal president and your fat criminal vice president and all your fat criminal MPs are, you know, some of the richest and best paid in the world. So why are we buying you all your AIDS drugs?
I'm not sure this is good for your image in Kenya.
It was just horrible. Also, I was living in cell block C.
What's cell block C?
This is how damp it was, John.
This is your personal accommodation.
My personal accommodation. Fungus on my pillow. Fungus on my mattress. And the outside door, had been painted 2 days before I arrived. When I left, 3 weeks later, the paint still hadn't dried. That's how damp it was, John. And bloody freezing cold. And picture this. Well, actually, I put photos of it up online. It's basically
on
a
Facebook.
Room with my mattress on the floor in the corner.
Why didn't you turn the heating on?
There was no heating, John. There was no heating. I had an electric kettle, John, but it exploded when I plugged it in.
You were using that for heat?
Well, I was hoping to just maybe warm a mug of tea to kind of like take the chill off my tiny frozen hands.
I think we've established you're not actually living in luxury in Kenya then.
It's absolutely fucking... Although what was huge fun, Cell block C is round the back. The whole compound is mainly a bit of a knocking shop. So it's quite secure because nobody ever wants to sort of notice that you're there or wants you to notice that they're there. So, I mean, ladies, professional ladies, hire the rooms either for an afternoon or an evening or a night, and they bring their clients there.
Did you get mistaken?
No. I think scraggy old white Scots person moaning about the damp and the cold round the back is not what your average Kenyan bloke wants to, you know, to pep up his otherwise stark and gloomy life.
Not big on Scottish granny porn, then?
No. But, yes, it was actually a bit shit. Got threatened with arrest.
For what?
Giving out deworming drugs. In a slum called Kefagari.
Deworming for what?
Deworming for worms, like parasitic worms.
And why were these worms attracted?
Attracted?
To the body?
Well, everybody's got worms. All the kids have got worms in Kenya.
Have they?
Yeah. And they...
Allegedly, listener, allegedly.
No, it's... And you know, they... Obviously, they take half the... what little nutrition there is in the kids' food... they take it, and so it's quite good, depending on... I'm a bit of an expert now on deworming medication. There's one deworming medication which is top-notch and quite cheap, and everything just comes out. There's another deworming medication, which I don't know how it works, but when you poo everything out, the worms are still alive. So if you look at the poo, and I'm, you know, given that I've spent a lot of my trips to Kenya shitting into a bucket, I'm quite well acquainted with poo... of all kinds. And I dewormed a children's home. And I got a phone call today. All the children were crying because when they pooed out the worms and they looked at their poo, there was all these little worms wriggling and alive in the poo.
Why were they crying? Couldn't they keep them as pets?
Well, I think they were a little bit scared of how scary their poo looked. Mm. How would you feel if you looked in the pan? Don't you inspect your own poo?
No. I prefer to inspect other people's poo.
But how would you know if you had some ghastly internal problem?
I think I would probably feel pain inside.
Or not necessarily. I don't know. How would you know when the sweet corn-topped pizza that you ate on Thursday leaves your system?
I'm on a diet. It's brown bread and Red Bull for me.
Oh, dear.
But
your intestines are undoubtedly poisonous with all the taurine. Nothing could live in there. Your intestinal flora will be crying out for help in there, John.
Anyway, but you've got your health. That's the main thing.
Ah.
See,
you set him up. I knock him down.
Welcome to the comedy podcast. Carry on.
Yeah, it's like one of those old Des O'Connor things. And now I understand that you worked with Bob Hope sometime. Well, actually, yes, I did. There's a funny story about that.
So you got your health.
So I've got my health, yes. Apart from... I don't know why, but I mean, it might be nervous. It might be my nervous tic.
What might be nervous?
Some people have twitches. I have taken to uncontrollable retching. I haven't eaten very much, so there's nothing comes up. But just all of a sudden, quite often it may well happen now. I've got, excuse me, I think I'm going to be sick, into the toilet. And the fact is there's nothing there to come up. So I could well just say, I think I'm going to be sick, and sit here and go...
Too much information.
But it's all really just noise.
We're recording this on Saturday morning. When did you last eat properly?
Wednesday, I think.
Well, I think you should just eat.
But I might vom uncontrollably. Also, I've got an arse on me, like Harrier jet.
This is what people say, yes.
We're talking...
Well, you look at that Harrier jet.
You know that old... Is it, who was it? Jerry... No, who
Springer?
Was it? No, Lewis. Ring of Fire.
Lewis. Lee Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis, I think. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Johnny Cash.
Yes, the man in black.
So you've
got a delicious bottom.
So it's all very watery that end, and my pee is the colour of Matthias Rosé.
Does it taste like Matthias Rosé?
I don't know, John. I haven't tasted it. It actually looks like, you know, there was a great trend for... blush! Californian blush wines at one point. A little bit like that. Perhaps I could play an hilarious trick on someone. You know, would you like a glass of warm pink wine? Apart from all that...
Why should pee rosé? Is this blood?
Yes, it's blood, John.
Well, if you have blood, you should go and see a doctor.
I don't trust doctors, John.
Well, neither do I, but you should see
them.
Have you got worms?
Because I tell you why, John.
What?
Half of them are foreign, John. Half of them are immigrants and foreign.
She's joking.
I am joking.
Yes. This is possibly a reference to... We seem to have got off the fact that she should be actually seeing a doctor for a blood, peeing blood. Never a good idea. This is a reference to Brexit, which happened...
Yes, it even made the news in Nairobi.
Oh, what did they say around Nairobi?
They said... Oh, it was interesting because nobody... The news came... The television channel that I was watching, the news came up in Swahili.
Yeah.
And
which you speak.
Which I speak.
Yeah.
Fluidly, John. Fluidly. Not fluently, but fluidly. But especially with my bowels the way they are. And nobody understood what it meant. Because it said... The direct translation was something like... the United... David Cameron divorces Europe. Basically.
We want to keep the television.
And then... yes. It was interesting, wasn't it?
I want to know what the Nairobi or the Kenyan perspective was.
This
is state television, presumably.
Yes, yeah. I think the general consensus of opinion was what? Now tell us about the football. No, really, it was all just and God, he doesn't look good, does he, on telly?
Cameron.
Yeah,
he looks okay.
But his face has got kind of really pudgy and fat.
Well, that's good eating. Our Prime Minister eat well.
But what they were... I tell you the one thing, which several people said to me, was they said, when I explained what the divorcing Europe thing was, yeah. And they said, oh, and so...
The Chinese.
Why is David Cameron resigning?
Yeah.
I said, well, because he kind of headed up the Remain campaign, and they lost... So now he feels that he cannot lead. And they were like, what you mean, like, your prime minister felt that he'd made a mistake and so he resigned? And they went, I just wish our politicians would... I mean, there's unknown there.
There was a wonderful Onion piece about that, about America just... gobsmacked the fact that someone made a bad decision and resigned.
Right, yes, yeah. Well, it's the same in Nairobi. There, you would just... you would just shoot everybody that saw or heard of the bad decision and carry on regardless.
And who's to say they're wrong?
Well, absolutely. Yes. Because, who are we going to get?
I want to have Prime Minister Boris and President Trump. It'd be like a meeting of two bold...
Yes.
Two bold men with giant hamsters on their heads. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if they met.
Yes.
Of course.
Who would get a word in?
I don't know. I was going to say, in my damp... Have I mentioned it was damp and cold and bleak?
Your bottom or Kenya?
No, my bottom's red hot. When I used to escape my dank cold...
I'm trying to lose the image there, so carry on.
I'll give you that one to take away with you. on these rain-filled nights. That'll be something to keep you what? The image of my red hot arse.
Yes, yes.
What was I going to say?
I was going to mention that because we seem to mention her every week.
Jenny Godley.
Jenny Godley.
Yes.
Did you see the picture of Jenny Godley?
On Trump is a cunt.
Yes.
Was there police violence involved?
This is Jenny Godley holding up a sign saying Trump is a cunt outside his £200 million golf establishment with a helicopter in the background. She's mellowing with age.
She is. I also read that they were flying Mexican flags all over the place.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, they were.
Excellent.
Well, they were flying the Scottish Soul Tower, then underneath the Mexican flag.
So, well done.
They're up you England and up you Trump.
And we're having another Scottish referendum if Nicola's...
Well, presumably, because I'm going to get a passport, aren't I, out of this?
Are you?
What Scottish passport I'll get.
Really?
I think it should only be given to...
On what grounds, John? On what grounds?
On grounds I'm a true Scot, as opposed to all these Sassenachs in the lowlands and in England who don't deserve them, like you.
Yeah, when was the last time? Were you born in Scotland?
I was, of course.
Where?
You know I was born in Scotland.
Where were you born?
You know I was born in Scotland.
Where were you born?
Campbelltown, in the Highlands.
Campbelltown Loch, I wish you were whiskey. Campbelltown Loch, high. Oh, Campbelltown Loch, I wish you were whiskey. I would drink you dry.
Never heard of it. I was born in Campbelltown, then when I was three I went to Aberdeen, where I lived on a council estate on a hill where my mother used to make the beds in the winter with her overcoat on. Because I've suffered. You talk about Kenya.
I know.
Or my mother.
I don't think anyone knows dank and damp who hasn't lived in Aberdeen.
Ah, what a fine double act they were. Yes.
It's there was a rather marvellous comedian who I think has now given up the trade. He's from Aberdeen, Mitchell Anderson.
I just thought
he was tremendous, very creative, clever stuff, and his first couple of sets were all about Aberdeen and about it's so grey. Even the university is called Grays. And if you ever see, it's rare, but if you ever see an Aberdeen rainbow, it goes from kind of dark grey at the top through various shades of grey to light grey at the bottom. And if you get to the end of it, you find a crock of shit.
Aberdeen is grey, but of course it's granite grey, and therefore in the sun it sparkles.
Does it? But
yeah, in little sparkly bits because it's granite. And so when I came down to London as an 8-year-old from Edinburgh from Aberdeen.
So that's what happened to the accent. That's what went horribly wrong with the accent.
Yeah, I'm going to get through this story. I came down for 8 years old. Came down to.
I'm back now, John, and I've got an arse of fire. So.
It sounds like an Arnold Schwarzenegger song. Thing. Anyway,
what were you saying, John? What was the story you were trying to get through?
Granite City sparkles in the sun.
So eight-year-old.
I came down to London, and this is before the because. This
was Why did you come down to London?
This was in the late 19th century, they hadn't.
So you came by horse-drawn carriage.
I did, and they hadn't invented the cleaning of dark buildings, and the whole of London, of course, was covered in soot. Therefore, everywhere was black. The St Pancras Station black. Just knock it down, it's crap. Whitehall, everything black, smelt of soot. You couldn't see any details in the buildings at all. And I thought, bloody hell, I've come from a sparkling, admittedly grey, but sparkling city to this shithole. And then we went to the beach in Brighton. There is no beach in Brighton.
No, it's stone. I know.
I remember these idyllic days, presumably with gale force 25.
Yes, exactly.
Sitting on the beach, the wonderful beach in Aberdeen. That's my memory of childhood, sitting on the beach in Aberdeen. Yeah. And they must have been absolutely horrendous.
We did that. I was trying to explain to someone in Kenya.
Well, welcome to comedy.
The concept of a chittery bite.
What's a chittery bite?
A chittery bite is because we didn't weren't nearly that far north, being central belters.
No, Sassenach.
Thank you, John. Chuchter.
Thank you.
And we used to go to Fife, the East Nuke of Fife.
That's hardly going north, is it?
No. I said we didn't go north. We went to East Nuke of Fife, and. Freezing, of course, constantly. Gale force winds, sand in the pies.
It's because you're facing the North Sea, obviously.
And but you had to go in swimming every day because you were on your holidays. I mean, you were on your holidays, and not to go in swimming would be... It would just be spitting in the eye of all the holiday-making arrangements. So the windbreak, like triple windbreaks, behind which we would huddle at our beach hut. And if there was a kind of drop in the gale, and always when the tide was high, because otherwise you'd be dead from exposure by the time you hit the waves, you kind of get into a swimming costume, hurtle down, in, and it was always you know, who's bravest, who's first in, who can stay in longest. And you would come out bluish purple, and you got, you should have had those, you know, those shiny blankets that they give to people once they've run a marathon, but you get a towel around you and another towel on top of that, and you got a chittery bite, which was something to stop you passing out from cold, I suppose. But, you know, something sweet to raise your blood sugar levels.
I mean, people think in Braveheart, the Scots are all blue bottoms and blue.
It's the cold.
Not paint at all.
But, and also, they're also small. Shrunk. Things shrink in the cold.
What a small.
Everything's small, John. You should know that. You come from Aberdeen.
No, I'm a Highlander. Things are bigger in the Highlands. It's like Texas.
No, it's all perspective.
Well, Aberdeen's like Texas.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It's all about perspective. But, President Boris. Prime Minister Boris. Do you think so?
The choice seems to be... we've given that comedy, haven't we? There seems to be Boris or Theresa May... Or at a pinch, someone else. But I can't remember. Well, the Chancellor's blown his chances, I think.
Ian Duncan Smith?
No.
Michael Gove?
Well, except Michael Gove's never going to win anything. Michael was almost as bad as any... we're not going to mention the Labour Party.
He said... he could have won, but... I think I do want to smack Nigel Farage's face.
Oh, do you know Nigel Farage conceded defeat? Twice.
What?
I think it was before midnight. He conceded defeat in the Brexit election, and then decided to unconcede defeat, and then I think conceded it again, and then unconceded it when he realised they were actually going to win.
Excellent. That must have come as a shock, considering that he'd promised $350 million to the National Health Service, which he also deconceded.
I think it shows the strength of the Leave campaign that actually won despite having Nigel Farage on his side.
Yes. But it what. Because sometimes when I escape the dampness of Cell Block C, I would pop along to a cafe and get online. And it's just, I actually found it hilarious. People suicidal with grief. And
over the
result. Yeah. I feel, I am devastated, deep sorrow. And then there was a petition being circulated by somebody of whom I would have expected more, the great Mervyn Stutter.
Oh, really?
No. He was, sign this, and going, the government site has crashed because the number of people that are signing the petition. So we have a referendum at which there is the largest turnout for any kind of voting for anything in a long time in Britain. And the vote goes against... the thinkerati, and now they want another vote.
And it was also always made clear there was a winner-takes-all vote there.
Yeah, and that's not how democracy works. Okay, the entire country shall vote. Ooh, we, the thinking people, didn't like the result of the vote. We must have another vote, and another, until we get to do what we want. That's not democracy.
I think they tried that. Didn't they do that in Ireland? Ireland voted not to go into the European community, didn't they? And then they had a second vote, just to make sure they did go in, I think.
That's really not on, Merv.
Well, the
smarten up your thinking, boy.
Where's a pink suit? What can you say? The spread was bizarre, because London was Remain.
Yep.
Scotland obviously was Remain, and then pretty much the whole of England was not Remain. But it seemed to be the Labour voters were voting for leaving.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like Newcastle Sunderland was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't got my head around that.
And there's lots of people like fine comic of this parish, Chris McGlade, going, up the workers, the working classes. Yeah. Well, he's obviously not speaking in a Scottish accent because he's not Scottish. Yeah. But, the workers have revolted. Yeah. It's a funny old world, John.
Well, it is.
Back to comedy.
But I will indeed get my passport. That's a callback, that. I'm going to get my passport eventually, I think. Because presumably if there's the second referendum in Scotland on independence, then they'll get independence.
Yeah. Well, my taxi driver this morning...
Yes.
My taxi driver this morning, who is Turkish...
Yeah.
He says he thinks, and I think he could be right, that the whole thing will just fall apart now because France wants to vote.
Well, apparently Denmark's very iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
Denmark's always been a bit iffy, John.
No, I'm very nice to Danes. I like the Danes. Great people.
Great bacon, great porn.
Great Danes.
See what you did there. Nanu. Humour.
Where are we up to? Oh, 24 minutes, 25 minutes. We've not talked about comedy at all.
No, we haven't. That's all right, because there are more important things than comedy, John.
Such as your bottom.
Well, such as my bowels.
Yeah, and bottom.
And the Brexit.
Actually, even as we speak, how's your bottom? Because we've been going...
Twitching.
25 minutes.
You twitching, John, twitching.
You haven't vomited or... or the other end. Q. And that's comedy.